Hi, I'm PC Matthew. I hope today's meditation would guide you to reflect Jesus more in your life.
Day 37. Becoming like Him in His generosity. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Matthew chapter 10 and verse 8. The context of these words was Jesus sending His disciples to the lost sheep of Israel with words that would encourage them to exercise the authority that Jesus had given to them. The Godhead family gave us their life-giving spirit when they created us, and this is the very reason for our existence. They also gave themselves by sending us Jesus as an atonement for our sins. Without withholding anything, they have given everything to demonstrate their love to human beings. We are in every way indebted to God alone. We human beings are so calculative when we have to give to God and others. We often think what we gain is what we have deserved rightfully. When the people of Israel were about to take the land which God was providing for them, He warned them of a time when they would think it was because of their own power and strength that they got their wealth and possessions. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 17 and 18. When we are intentionally aware of Him as our provider and when He is our possession, giving from what we receive would be a delight. However, our struggle mainly arises when our possessions begin to possess us more than Jesus. Unless Christ is our ultimate treasure and possession, every other possession is always secondary. I am reminded of the day when the Lord asked me to step out for God's work. I had nothing to take with me to seminary except rupees 700. Approximately $10. I had no pre-knowledge as to where the money would come from for the following month. Understanding the financial constraints at home, I left home to avoid burdening my family. I had to literally open my purse up to the heavens, asking God to fill it. On several occasions, God had answered my prayers through unexpected friends and even strangers. One day, God had specifically spoken to a friend of mine to support me regularly. This happened much before the days of the internet, and I still do not know how he located my postal address. His faithful contribution met my needs and even beyond, and it even helped me support my sister's hostel fees for about 4 years. I remind myself very often of my small and humble beginnings, which often encourages me to give. I can boldly say all that I have so far is what God has provided, and I cannot claim any of it as my own. But has that made me generous? Being like Him in generosity is to give the measure we receive from Him. Jesus appreciated the 2-cent offering of the poor widow. He counted her offering more valuable than what the others had given. This is because the way God measures generosity is not by how much we give, rather by what we hold back. How generous are we with our time, our love, compassion, and money? Can we imagine our salvation from God in measured portions? May God make us like Him in our giving. Let us pray. Lord, I confess I have been ungenerous with my time, treasure, and talent. I have not understood that everything I enjoy, including my life, is a gift. Help me to give more freely with the measure of what I have received. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by this devotion. Today's devotion was read by my wife, Sibby Matthew. Can you please share this with someone today? These devotions have now been compiled as a book and is available for a small donation towards Urban India Ministries. Please visit our website urbanindia.org to get your copy as well as other resources. God bless.